Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me,
"Well, Baxter, thank you very much for staying with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And when you get there, you can also find out more about our Brain Trust members, including our good friend Stephanie Vance. And Stephanie is the author of Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. And she is someone who specializes in keeping up with what's going on in Congress. She helps organizations communicate with their elected representatives, whether it be your council member or it be your president. The chambers of commerce communicate with their legislatures and the Congress and the folks who spend the money that we send them. She's the best at that. She's our good friend, Stephanie Vance. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Stephanie, before we get into the politics, I have something I want to ask you about. According to our records, this weekend is called Second Honeymoon Weekend. Do you know anything about that?
Well, you know, I don't, but it sounds like something that I should be getting presents for.
Well, see, there you go, because we just got through with Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
All this pressure on us guys to be romantic and to buy, you know, chocolates and flowers and take our sweeties to dinner and all that kind of stuff. We just got through all that, and we just barely got through by the skin of, you know, within an inch of our lives. And now we have this new pressure of the second honeymoon weekend. What is going on?
Well, and then, of course, you have President's Day on Monday,
which
is a very romantic holiday. So.
No. You're not getting anything for President's Day. I can tell you that right now. But I've got an anniversary this month. I mean, this is just too much.
Well, it's not our fault that you decided to get married in February. But
now, you're right about that.
Women are in charge of the holidays.
I think you're right. Why is that? That's not fair, is it?
They're better advocates.
Oh, I see what you mean. So they're better advocates for how to get gifts and things. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And in fact, they're often better advocates with Congress.
Oh, really?
Now,
I'd like to hear some research on that. Tell us about it.
She's
the queen of Segway, ladies and gentlemen.
I can make some research up, but mine is mainly anecdotal.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, I usually find that, it's not, you know, scientific at all, but women tend to be more able to compromise and more accommodating in their discussions with elected officials. And sometimes some men are in meetings and want to try and stake out their territory and refuse to move. But, you know, when you're dealing with Congress, compromise is absolutely critical to getting anything done. So,
well, it is. It's the way things happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And so little stuff actually happens, that the stuff that does, it's all based on extensive compromise from where it started.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is very similar. You're raising a very important point. And see, it's that same way in business. Women manage their businesses. Women business owners manage their businesses differently than men do. Men are more likely, I'm not saying men are autocratic, but they're more likely to be autocratic than women are, typically. And they're more likely to gain consensus among all their people than the guys are. So
yeah,
is that what you're saying about...
Exactly, yeah. Women seek consensus. And when you're dealing with Congress, I mean, I know it seems like, you know, they're fighting all the time, but you do have to get at least, you know, half the Congress, 218 votes, to get something through in the House. And you know, these days, 60 in the Senate with the cloture rules. But you need a lot of consensus.
But when you're speaking of this, are you speaking of people who do like what you do, which is to, you know, advocate and also lobbyists and that sort of thing? Or are you also talking about women congresswomen and women senators?
Well, you know, that's interesting, actually, because it's really more the advocates that I find are the consensus seekers. And I find some of the women on the Hill are consensus seekers, but I think we're still in the early stages of women being elected to Congress, and many that are being elected are pretty hardcore.
I was going to say, Nancy Pelosi, I don't see her being all that conciliatory.
No. And
Barbara
and,
Boxer, Senator Boxer, I don't see that.
And I think that's, you know, you see that a lot. I mean, when women were first moving into business, it was kind of the hardcore ones that that initially got into business.
Well, they felt like they had to be a little more rough and tumble, didn't they?
Yeah. And I think it's true. But I think now, you know, you're starting to see women who have sort of more traditional skills that many women have being elected, you know, in more recent years. So I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, Secretary of State Rice, for example, on the administration side, I wouldn't exactly say is warm, fuzzy, consensus builder kind
right.
of person. So,
do you think she's going to be a good Secretary of State?
You know, it's hard for me to say.
She's very smart.
She is very smart.
She's
but
very experienced.
And she is very experienced, but I don't necessarily think that smarts and experience are what it takes. I always prefer a more diplomatic approach in my Secretary of State. And
So you don't think she's going to be diplomatic enough?
I think she may not be. I don't know.
All right, we have this on record now, folks. We'll have the archive posted. So a year from now, you and I are going to come back and revisit this, Stephanie.
Okay, we can. Hopefully she'll surprise me.
Let's move over and talk about the – what are you were telling us something about the reorganization of the Appropriations Committee. Well, is that important for us to know?
Well, I know it sounds really arcane and stupid, but, you know, right now the Appropriations Committees in the House and Senate are made up of 13 – well, they were made up of 13 different committees, both of which, they correlated in the Senate and the House – and getting bills through. But now the House Republicans have decided that, you know, as part of their trim down and you know, streamline efforts to have their appropriations committees be only 10 subcommittees, and the Senate is just not willing to go along with this. So the House has already reorganized. The Senate, it's not clear what they're going to do. And what this means to me, you know, sort of in addition to just the sheer chaotic nature of trying to figure out now what issues are in which bill, it's going to be a lot harder for the House and Senate to coordinate to get stuff through because they just don't have the same structure on their appropriations.
So not only do they have the normal degree of difficulty in getting the budget through, but they actually have a new structure they have to learn how to work within.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. And if you thought it wasn't pretty before, it's not going to be pretty now.
Well, I heard, you know, I think the reason why they went from 13 to 10 was because Tom DeLay is superstitious. is there anything to that?
I would say, but then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, okay. Stand by. Stephanie Vance, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be back right after these messages. We're going to talk about whether the president's going to get his budget or not. Right after these messages. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're grooving with our good friend Stephanie Vance, the author of How to Communicate with Congress, Government by the People. Stephanie, give us your website and tell us how we can get your fine book.
My website is advocacyguru.com, and the book is for sale on the site.
All right, and folks, if you are a member of a Chamber of Commerce, if you're a member of a trade group, and you'd like to be able to connect better, to communicate better, to you know, Stephanie, you don't help folks with policy so much as you help them get their policy to the right people in the right way, right?
Well, absolutely. I just help them with the process of figuring out how to communicate on what they want to communicate on. I'm not an expert on chamber issues or, you know, municipal waste issues or whatever people want to be communicating with Congress about. So I help them figure out how to develop their message and how to deliver it in a way that will get noticed.
I know a community that was talking to some of the leaders were talking to their elected representative, their federal House member, and they asked him, you know, why the city, you know, an hour over in the same district was getting more than they were. And he said, they asked me for more than you asked me for.
Exactly. It's amazing what you'll get when you ask.
It was so simple.
Yeah, I have so many people who say, oh, my members of Congress never listen to me. And I say, well, are you talking to them? And they say, well, I never really tried. And
but
I'm
there,
like,
there is a way. I mean, there is a protocol. I mean, it's a language that you have to learn. You have to plug into the flow more than anything, don't you?
Well, absolutely, and you just have to, you know, you have to know what they're thinking when you're talking to them, what influences them, why what you have to say would be of interest to them.
And it is complicated, and that's the reason why you need somebody. You probably need somebody like Stephanie Vass to help you out, and I encourage you to do that. And they can reach you by emailing you or calling you from the numbers and everything, all the information on your website, right?
Absolutely.
AdvocacyGuru.com.
That's
all right.
It.
Now, Stephanie, is the president's the budget's been really all in the news in the last week or so? Is he going to get it?
I think it's highly unlikely that he would get it in anywhere near the form that he has requested it. I think that even a lot of Republicans are concerned about the level of cuts in domestic discretionary programs, which you know only makes up a small amount of the budget. And the Social Security debate, it's not clear which way that's going. I would imagine that there will be some reforms, but, you know, this stuff takes time.
You're not going to change Social Security in a year.
No.
But
no,
you can,
you're not.
But you can get started.
You can get started, and there may be some nibbling around the edges and some first starts.
What about just test it? And, you know, give it an opportunity to test a new way to fund Social Security. The president got a boost this week, though, with some positive comments from Chairman Greenspan.
Well, yes. Although I think Chairman Greenspan was also saying go slow.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and I think that's good advice.
Right. So I think. I think that it's going to be tough for the president, and I think this latest supplemental request, quote unquote supplemental request, with the funding for the war in Iraq has frankly irritated some even Republicans on the Hill, because you know the president submitted the budget and talked about, oh, we're cutting all this stuff and et cetera, while he had not included the war funding in it, which we all know is going on, you know.
Right.
So it kind of seemed like a little bit of a bait and switch, you know. Oh, here's a budget, and oh, by the way, you know, here's another $82 billion that we need.
So maybe that was a little bit of ham-fisted politics there. Maybe that wasn't such a good his method of getting the budget approved was a little bit ragged, wasn't it?
Well, I tend to think so, just because I've seen what's been happening with the supplemental coming in, and Republicans are scrubbing through it to get rid of stuff because it doesn't look good.
So how long will this budget process take?
Forever.
Yeah. Stop having a budget process?
Well, no, because they do it every year, and there's been some discussion about maybe it should be a two-year cycle or longer. But
some states have that, you know.
Well, they do, and they also have legislatures that don't meet every year. So
right, and that's a good thing too, by the way. I think we should try that. I think that's a model we should try for Congress.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll be stuck with the position of trying to get that through. That
right.
will be.
I can do that. I can handle that. What does all this mean to small businesses, Stephanie?
Well, it's going to be a difficult time, I think, because, you know, some of the cuts that are being talked about may impact small business programs. I mean, most of the agencies in the government are being cut, and whether you work on environmental issues or commerce issues or telecommunications issues, some of your programs are going to be cut. So I think small businesses need to take a look, figure out what's critical to them, and start talking to their elected officials about how to either restructure or continue funding those programs so that they can continue to be in business.
Well, one thing we don't need to be naive about, and that is that our delegation from whatever state we're from is being lobbied by other groups that are pretty good at lobbying for their wishes and their desires. And we don't need to be naive about that, and we need to make sure that we're sitting at the table when all this is going on, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, everyone else is talking to their elected officials, and if you're not, you're gonna lose out. So it's definitely, and if you're not sure, you know, how to look through it or whatever, there's all kinds of associations in Washington, D.C.
Right.
There's the U.S. Chamber. There's you know, the National Federation of Independent Businesses that can help out.
Right. Stephanie, thank you very much for being here. Good job today, as always, and we will see you next time.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
And enjoy your second honeymoon weekend, by the way.
Well, now that I know about it.
See you later. Quick break, bye-bye. 29 after, right back with Dr. Barb Arnott. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.